When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers will close out their road trip tonight against the Minnesota Wild, 9:30 puck drop. Panthers preview at 9 on WQAM. Lots of QB changes coming for week 16. We talked about the Falcons moving on to Michael Penix. They're benching Kirk Cousins. The Browns are going to start Dorian Thompson Robinson at QB instead of Jameis. Was Jameis hurt or is that performance based? All right, well, I guess I got my answer.
Hey. It was Jameis being Jameis.
That was the shortest lived beloved character of all time.
But he's so talented. And you see him have these moments, and everybody thinks that they can put him in the right frame of mind to get him, you know, to play the game. I think Jameis's problem is he's a gunslinger. He wants to sling the ball. But as I was telling you, and I tell you this all the time, sometimes you have to play and win the game in front of you. Like, there's so many guys that are 12 or 15 for 120 yards and their team wins running away, right? But here's the problem you have in sports. There's guys who are secure in their job. So if Patrick Mahomes goes 12 for 15, nobody cares. Right? But if a quarterback who's trying to get his goes 12 and 15, everybody thinks, why the hell we give him $40, $50 million?
Right.
And so they try to force the issue. And I think you have to get to a place where you are comfortable with just playing the position and winning the game that's in front of you. And it's hard for guys to do. It's hard for a guy to go into a game as a quarterback, the way people talk about quarterbacks, and be 20 of 22 for 200 yards. And all you did was throw checkdowns and a couple of 5 or 10 yarders. But you win the game. See, we do that as fans. First thing we do is look at the stat line. So when players start responding like this And I think this may be one of those cases where he's trying to show that he can be elite with all these other guys, but not like that.
Too much.
Too much. You can't force something that's not there. Now, granted, there's a time and place. There's a time and place where it's 4th and 17 at the end of the game. You better not throw a damn 10-yard pass. We understand that. But sometimes he gets lost in how he wants to play instead of what and how he is required to play on that day.
The Titans are also going to bench Will Levis, most likely for Mason Rudolph.
Wow.
Is there a worse break the Dolphins have gotten this year than Will Levis getting hurt in their game and Mason Rudolph got to play? Will Levis started that game awful.
Damn, they've owned you 2 years. They've been the source of your misery for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Has anybody beaten the Titans? Have the Titans beaten anybody else for 2 straight years?
Nope.
Maybe the Jaguars.
Maybe.
A non-divisional opponent? That's got to be the only team. Crazy. Yep. So a lot of benching's happening around. Miami Heat have another day of practice off. Interesting.
Oh, they off today?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
It is Wednesday, Tobin. They don't really have to take the court until tomorrow and get ready for OKC.
All right, a little extra day off for an extra day to make something happen. We'll find out.
What do you mean happen?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I didn't ask. That's what I'm asking you.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I just found it a little surprising. They had yesterday off. You know, you traveled back. You figured you'd get back on the court. You know, maybe get Khalil Ware some reps. You know, he never gets to playing games. Instead, they took a little extra day off. Take 2 days off in a row.
The old need rest, man.
Kevin Love does need rest. He looked like he needed ice after Durin.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
And I'm only referring to my own personal career. I rested a whole summer and was ready to get back into it and was still walking with a limp. Sometimes time, there ain't enough time.
Time doesn't heal all wounds?
Hell no.
But time wounds all heals.
How long have we been doing this show?
Pushing 9 years, 8 years, 9 years.
And how many surgeries have you just witnessed me go through just in those years?
4.
Okay. Time. Time. That's all I'm going to say.
That's fair.
So
you witnessed me go through Deadfoot.
No, Vlad, just let it go.
Minus one.
Tyreek Hill's up tweeting.
You like he got nothing to do? So he's up.
Did the phone take his hands and just told him to type, or did he actually do it this time?
He said, "It's time for me to go, coach." And then he tweets, "I might get my first gray hair this year." That's it. That's from your number one receiver, Tyreek Hill, today. I don't know what it's time for me to go, coach, is supposed to be. I don't know if that means he's excited to go play. If it's time for him to head out, I don't know what to make of it. He's a troll. Do with it what you will. He says things.
It's 3 years. It's about to expire.
Oh, that's what you think? 3 years?
It's about to. I said it this year. I said that going into the season, there's two players who have contract or going to have contract issues or talks. And they might make us think about it, but it's definitely going to be talked about. Miami decided to take care of Tyreek. The other person was Jimmy in the Heat. Miami decided to take care of Tyreek and decided to take care of everybody else. This season happened. Everybody's on the foreman next year.
Someone,
yeah, I think you're going to.
And you might have to move. You might have to move. Daggle a piece. You might have to move a piece
Here's what you need to determine. At the end of this season, okay? We can trade some pieces for some draft picks and prospects, right? Like, mm-hmm. like just, but based on how the drafts have gone, do you want this team built the same way it's been built?
This is what I want.
You understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
If you see, and this will be the telling part of this whole thing. If you see Greer making moves after the season and doing some of the things that we think may happen, then you know he'll be here, because they're not going to let him make the moves and then not be here.
Well, here's a question. End of the year, is he giving a speech, or are they moving on? Because if he's giving the end of the year speech,
the end of the year press conference?
Yeah, the end of the year.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Because he could really say, I haven't talked to – we're going to have a sit down and we're going to talk about the future and whatever.
It would be fascinating. I think that Stephen Ross has done himself a lot of good not talking over recent years, because he typically steps in it. But it would be fascinating to hear from him this year. It would be. I don't know if he will. Probably not. This would be a good year to hear. I guess the only way you'd probably hear from him is if he fired Chris Greer, right? That'd be the only time or scenario where the owner would actually speak about it. But I think this would actually be a pretty fascinating year to hear from Stephen Ross. I don't know.
No, because the only reason I would want to hear from him is if he's making changes.
Yeah.
If not, let your people talk for you. Because here's what he means well. We all know he means well. But in his excitement to kind of appease the fans and the people that he's talking to, they'll ask him a question that he'll try to appease everybody instead of answer. And then he steps in it. It's not a situation that he doesn't mean well. I just think that he wants his team to do good. He's willing to do whatever it takes. He wants it to happen in a timely manner, right? And so he's not the kind of person that's going to get up there and said, look, I've seen this long enough. He's not that person. And that's what people want to hear. And if you're not going to be that way because that's not who you are, then don't say anything.
Shmeethan said, did Leroy just say that Stephen Ross's heart was in the right place? His heart was in the right place.
Dude, he spent, you guys have to be kidding me. You have an owner that has spent so much of his own money.
He spent wrong, Leroy. That's what they're trying to say. Let me pull a Marcos. He spent wrong.
No, on the players. But I'm talking about the amount of money he's invested on the team in general.
If Tyreek,
with the facility, with the stadium, with the area around, that's what I'm talking about. He wants to do well. The plan and where this plan is going, right? It's like, guess what? You think that Hard Knocks with the Giants owner in there talking about Saquon Barkley isn't gonna get played a million times?
Oh, sure.
That's right.
Streets do need a body. Do you think that if Tyreek Hill is kind of lashing out here, and he's, I don't think that he is, but if he is like saying, hey, I want, it's time for me to go, what's the best fat guy we can get for him in the middle of the line? Like could anybody trade me the best guard ever for this guy? Can you trade me a mauler for him?
Let me explain something to you. And this,
as long as his name is not Eichenberg,
more accurate than anybody that is going to give up their guard is going to give up their guard or their lineman for draft picks because they're going to rebuild. You understand? So they're definitely not going to trade a wide receiver for a guard. Second, have you seen offensive line play? If you got a good guard or a good center, you ain't giving him up.
Someone's got to have an extra guard laying around. Someone.
Here's how it has to work. You have to build your offensive line through the draft. Don't try to go pick up somebody. Don't go try to pick up somebody else's
But
stuff.
He's so bad don't at it, Leroy. Don't go.
You,
I and can't trust him.
We already had, this was our first conversation. This was our first conversation. You understand? Like, dude, you can't. How often have you signed a guy? We signed this guy from this team. We signed this guy. Oh, it worked out. Ain't nobody giving up no damn offensive lineman. You see how hard it is to get good offensive line?
He was the number one player. Nobody will give up one guard. I can't get one guard for Tyreek Hill in the entire
Tobin.
There's not one decent
guard.
Do you know what
offensive linemen are?
Crazy this sounds.
Because without the guard, Tyreek can't eat.
Yes. Offensive linemen are like.
So why would you give up the guard for Tyreek to eat when.
Nah. You're not getting. Listen, Tobin. Linemen.
You know who's a good guard?
Who?
And let's think this out. If Robert Hunt is getting $100 million,
yeah,
how much does the league value guards?
A lot.
Clearly, the Dolphins
think
in it.
You're just gonna go give up Tyreek or trade somebody and just get one of that caliber?
What about Ramsey?
Nobody's giving them up.
Jalen Ramsey for all linemen.
But look, somebody's at somewhere in the league. Someone's got to have a plethora. Like some.
No, if they don't, bro. What are you talking about?
Tobin,
what is wrong?
Hold on. Harbaugh's got Ladd McConkey. He's got to have like nine guards. You don't think that Harbaugh's got an extra guard to shake loose?
He's not going to give him up.
You know why? You know why? Did you see what kind of football they play?
But maybe you want to open it up.
No,
maybe give us a guard.
Means, no. In fact, he want to play four guards. That's what
you know who has a lot of linemen and don't want to give him up? Your boy, Man Campbell, has tons of linemen so that he could do creative plays with them. He's not giving up any of those guys. Dude, don't think, man. What are you talking about,
Tobin?
Do you know how crazy this sounds?
They're like, you know what it is? Let me tell you.
It's football because everybody got caught up on the flash and all this. All the teams that built their team from the inside out are having success. And now you want to just think one of them going to trade one of their good guys to you?
I'm giving you the cheetah.
It doesn't matter. Nobody's
it
giving up their guard.
It doesn't matter, bro.
And
for the
if somebody's giving him up, I'm putting the red flag out.
You think he's a lemon? We got an Eichenberg.
He's not a diamond. I tell you this right now, he's not a diamond because nobody's giving up diamonds. And that's what you get when you have a grid O-lineman, guard or tackle. That's a diamond.
This is the biggest misnomer in sports. And what has created this is all of these wide receivers and quarterbacks running and all this stuff. But I will tell you this. If you ask a GM, how do you build a football team? They will all tell you
from LOS. Inside out. LOS, line of scrimmage, inside
both out. Lines of scrimmage, because if you don't have wide receivers and you don't have a valid run, your offense and defensive lines will keep you in every game. You can't. It can't be the other way. Tua was taking three-step drops and couldn't find a way to throw it because he had people in his face.
Understood, but you realize I am trading you the cheetah. Someone's got to have a fat guy for me.
Dude, you're just being ridiculous.
You can't name me four guards.
D Sizzle said this is why Tobin, you're not qualified to be a GM in Madden.
I think it's a genius move.
No, it's not. Nobody's going to – first of all, you're gonna want to get one of those offensive linemen from a good team, a team that's had success. You're not going to go get an offensive lineman from a team that sucked.
You don't think somebody's got, like, rims on a Hyundai? Like, nobody's got anything that they can throw on there? Like, there's got to be a shining guard on, like, the Raiders.
This is the best way I could break this down to you, Tobin.
Hmm?
I had a conversation with my boy, right? And he was talking about relationships. He's married, but he has – extramarital affairs. And then he looked at his roster. No, look, he looked at his roster and he said, the reason why I have many other options is because one is closer to zero. The number one, having one option is closer to zero. That is what offensive linemen are. If you have one, two, or three, you're going to keep them. Even if you have an extra, you're going to keep them because of injuries and everything like that. Nobody's going to willy-nilly just give you away an offensive lineman
of quality. Hold on. You guys are understanding. I'm offering you the best player on my team.
It doesn't matter.
No. That's a ridiculous thing.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
If I'm offering Jonnu Smith, okay, you guys are like, no one's going to take your tight end for. If I'm offering you Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill for a guard, it's ridiculous to say no one's going to do that in the league.
Tobin, you do understand, right, that having Cheetah is step three in the success.
But receivers get paid more than guards. A lot more.
Football's cyclical.
Did he?
You can't just use a big word and then think that's the end of the argument.
That's a fact. Listen, there was a time where if you didn't have a running back, you couldn't be successful. They got away from that. Then it was, I want the giant wide receivers, 6'3", can run. Then we had that. Now we're back to these small, fast receivers, okay? The football constantly changes and people keep on moving with the times. Now we're looking at all the successful teams in the NFL right now.
They can run the ball.
You may talk about quarterback. You may talk about weapons. But the first thing they talk about is either offense or defensive line.
You're going on with Cleveland, all right? I want you to do this.
Yep.
Give me the second best guard on their team. Ask them who it is. And ask them if they would trade for Tyreek Hill. But you have to go.
Throw it to him. We got a quarterback going to another team.
Just ask the question. Just ask the question.
Fine.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our number Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy will be back in a bit. He's checking in with his folks over in Cleveland. The Heat host the Nets on Monday, December 23rd, and we've got your chance to win a four-pack of tickets. Keep listening to us for details on how you can win. Miami will be back in action on Friday against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who were the runner-ups in the NBA Cup. The Bucks win the NBA Cup yesterday. Giannis with a big game, Dame with a big game from three, and they end up winning all of that. So, you know, whatever. That's that. But the Heat will be back in action on Friday. They're off today from practice. I assume they'll practice tomorrow. Panthers will be back in action tonight. They wrap up their road trip against the Minnesota Wild. Looking forward to that matchup. I believe they're just getting the morning skate. So we should get updates on a couple of things. One, who will be in net tonight. And then two, how the team is feeling, because Paul Maurice did mention this after the last game. We know Alexander Barkov missed the game against the Oilers. And then he also mentioned that a lot of the team was also sick. And I got to be honest with you, Paul Maurice kind of sounded sick. So all this traveling
Yeah.
All this traveling has me worried that the Cats might be a little bit ill tonight. But you know what? Maybe they got their Theraflu and their soup in and are feeling all better.
If I get sick in Canada, I better be able to use their health care.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Panthers probably they probably got the great aspirin on hand. But
I'm just saying, but there's something that's spreading through the team right now. My opinion, it's only happened because they were in Canada.
I like Avatar Dan who just goes, "He'll tweet?" Question mark. See, the thing is with Tyreek Hill when he tweets, I got to take it like 30% serious because most of the time the dude is trolling. He just says things for reaction, especially on social media, which doesn't mean it's true, but it always kind of gives him an out. You know, like he can always just be like, he's like, read the bio. I start things on Twitter, although he has changed that. He has now gone to. It used to say I start stuff and then leave, but his new bio actually says husband, present father.
That's good.
Military.
That is good that he put leader. Present. That is that key word. That's a key. Would that be an adjective? That's a key word. Present father.
He's there.
He's there.
He's there, dude.
For all 10 of them.
But right now, yeah, that tweet has gotten. This is what the tweet has right now. It was tweeted out less than an hour ago. He's got 678 retweets, 5,000 likes, and 584 replies. So, I gotta imagine that. I gotta imagine Mike McDaniel will get asked about that at his morning press conference, whenever that is, or maybe it's an afternoon press conference. I'm not really sure. What time? When's old McCoachin speaking?
Yeah, probably in another hour or so. It's probably like 12:30 or 1 p.m. he usually talks.
Maybe he's trying to change up the schedule, you know, feel himself like that. Looks like he talks at 1 o'clock today, so it'll be an afternoon press conference. Tua will talk at 3 o'clock. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I have a hard time ever taking it. First of all, nothing's going to happen this year anyway, right? Like, they're not releasing Tyreek Hill, so there's that. The only guy who might get released as Omar has been saying is Calais Campbell. So, you know, if they do right by him, but Tyreek Hill, it's not like they're going to let him walk and just sign with the team. So unless he goes in there and he punches Mike McDaniel, and even then they'll probably pull a what's the guy's from the 49ers, Devondre Campbell.
Yeah.
Suspend him the rest of the year. So no, he's not going anywhere this year. So like, I think part of it, he's just like, I think Tyreek Hill gets bored, and I think on social media he just goes, watch this. But it's also, you know, you do have to wonder with him this year, with how this year's gone, his numbers being down, how much blocking he's doing, playing with a busted wrist, yakking up that interception at the end of the game where he had two paws on the ball. And yes, I agree. You have Tyreek Hill finally in a one-on-one. Tua could have found him in better space, but he did have two hands on the football. You can't get that ripped out. You can't. So, like, they argued over that. Like, Mike McDaniel had talked about this. You have this, Vlad? Because he was asked, like, hey, who's to blame for all the picks? Because the odd thing about the picks are, you know, a lot of the times when Tua had his interceptions this year, he was thrown to a non-Tyreek Hill, non-Jalen Waddle receiver. We all think back to that second game.
Buffalo.
Where it was DeBose and it was who the hell was the other? Was it Robbie Chosen on one of them?
One was Chosen. He threw three interceptions that game, I believe. He was one of Chosen.
And the other one, I forget. I forget who the other one was.
It might have been Malik. Was it Malik at the time?
It might have been.
Yeah.
But it was not to Tyreek Hill, and it was not to Jalen Waddle. And this time it was. It was all surrounding Tyreek Hill. And it's just odd because they had the thing at the end of the Jets game where like they weren't really on the same page. And it does feel like, for a duo that's had a lot of chemistry, it doesn't really feel like they're quite on the same page this year. Not that there's any animosity at it or anything like that, but it just doesn't feel like they're on the string as much as they were. But here was Mike McDaniel, and this was on who was the INTs on, Tua or Tyreek?
You want the good news or the bad news? The bad news first is that they were, in fact, three interceptions. That's the bad news. The good news is, you know, both Tyreek and Tua have been very accountable, and both say it's their fault. That's what you want.
Hey, yo, fam, it's just a simple question. Who was the fault at the interception?
Who was it on? Yeah.
Like, yo, just say it was neither's fault or that's it. Why are you going to? Well, I need a good news or the bad news. I just want news.
He said at halftime, he didn't use Tyreek Hill's name, but he said the eligibles were responsible for one of the picks. So, like, he implied that that was on Tyreek Hill. You know, maybe not being where he was supposed to be, maybe freelancing a little bit. I don't know. But either way, like, just say what it is. Like, at least he came out the other day and was like, hey, how come the run game sucks? And he finally said blocking stinks. You know, like, finally you're like, oh, good. A straight answer. Blocking isn't up to snuff. Cool. All right. Respect it. Is anybody, like, both of these guys are paid. Both are your leaders. If anybody could take just straight up blame from the coach or just some clarity, those two guys can. Those two guys can. They're not rookies. Very established players. But nah, we got to do this song and dance. Ooh, I'm not going to tell you whose fault it was. Cool. All right. Thanks, dude. Appreciate you. We'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, as we take you guys up until 2. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. It is time for the mixed bag, and we got a few things to dive into. First, we'll give you some Jimmy Butler stuff. So, yesterday on the NBA Cup coverage, Shams Charania is continuing to stick his beak in the Jimmy Butler business as NBA's lead insider.
He's got a big beak.
But the funny thing was, yesterday when he was like, he tweets out the latest with the Jimmy Butler situation. I was like, all right, I'll bite. What do you got for me, Shams? And this is what he said on the NBA Cup preview show yesterday on the Jimmy situation.
So the talks are, I'm told the Heat remain open to hearing interested suitors in Jimmy Butler. There's not an urgency that they're operating under. When you look at his salary, $49 million this year, he's got a $52 million player option for next year. The market that we're going to see come this offseason, there's one team with significant cap space, and that's going to be the Brooklyn Nets, $60 million plus. And as of right now in the trade market, the Nets are not believed to be a suitor, and they might not make sense for him come offseason either, because clearly they're more of a rebuilding, retooling situation, and he's going to be a 36-year-old win-now star. And that's why I'm told the Suns and the Warriors are believed to be a top his list of preferred win-now destinations if the Miami Heat were to trade him, the Rockets and Mavericks being the others. But this is a fluid situation. We are going to see this play out over the coming weeks.
All right, so there you go. I don't really understand how that is the latest, other than I guess he is now ranked Jimmy's favorite teams, which are the Suns and the Warriors, which I got to be honest with you guys. I don't know if Jimmy Butler's getting traded or not. Maybe he does, but I don't understand what really here is new, because the Heat don't have to trade Jimmy Butler to the Suns unless they're giving KD back. I don't think they're interested in Bradley Beal because, well, they weren't interested in Bradley Beal last year. So why would they be interested in paying?
Why would anybody want Bradley Beal? I don't know. He's always hurt. He's hurt right now.
He's hurt, and he makes Jimmy Butler money more years after where the Heat don't want to pay Jimmy Butler. It is one of those things that, like, everybody is just, like, saying a thing because I think they like to make graphics for Instagram. And I understand why the Suns are interested in it. If I had Bradley Beal and I could get Jimmy Butler, of course I'd rather have Jimmy Butler. He's a better player. He's a more impactful player. He fits better with your team. I get why the Suns would love Jimmy Butler, and I would imagine that's probably where a lot of this smoke is coming from. And I'm sure that the Suns, I'm sure James Jones, has probably told or heard from Jimmy Butler's agent, even if he denies Shams, saying, all right, but if we trade for him, he's like, would you pay him the extension? And they'd be like, hell yeah, we'd pay him that Bradley Beal money. Why wouldn't they? So that's where that whole, who's atop the list? Who's atop the list is who's going to give Jimmy Butler his money on. That's who's atop the list. But then RJ, Richard Jefferson, finally, somebody with some sanity tried to ask the most obvious question in the world yesterday on the pregame show. And then you have Kendrick Perkins stepping in like he's like, oh, I got this.
How How do the Phoenix Suns get Jimmy Butler?
Let me get this.
Okay. Listen, I'm asking.
I think Bradley Beal would have to be involved with this.
But okay, he'd have to waive his no trade clause.
Oh, okay. So this ain't just about what Jimmy Butler wants. It's also about, hey, Bradley, we're sending you someplace else, because I don't see one draft assets. I don't see other young assets. And I know Devin Booker and Kevin Durant ain't the people that they're talking about.
They do have one first round pick and three second round picks they could trade if they wanted to.
Do you think that would be enough to get the $49 million, all of those picks?
Bradley Beal salary matches, and then from that point, it's about would the picks be enough? That's not for me to debate.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's not for you to debate, because it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, oh, would that be enough to get Jimmy Butler? No! You're sitting here, you're playing with your belly button because you fired up the trade machine, Shams. And Richard Jefferson's sitting here asking, like, wait, would the Heat actually want Bradley Beal? Does anybody want, like, who?
Well, here's the thing.
Like, it would have to involve Bradley Beal. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of the point. If Bradley Beal was an expiring deal, even then I would be like, okay, the Heat are going to get some salary cleared. That kind of makes sense. And then they can go have their reset. The Heat are going to go into more financial debt for Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, I think everybody needs to be smart and understand who are the people that are involved in these negotiations and trades and all these deals are. The Heat are not, we know the Heat are not stupid. Okay? They're not going to be taking no Bradley Beal. You didn't want to sign with us or trade for, you know, you didn't want to waive your no trade clause when you were in Washington. Why I want you now when you're done? When you're broken down. So I'm getting sick and tired of some of these trade allegations, because it's like, be smart and be real about it. Like, really think, take the time out and think about it. Golden State is, it may look good, but are you willing to offer all of that for something that's not a given if you're Golden State? Like, you're going to have to give up, what, Kuminga? You're going to have to give up
Wiggins
and other draft picks? Nick. Come on. You're going to have to give up.
But at least that makes more sense, you know, because, like, at least the Heat could say, hey, even if they're not into Kuminga, at least the Heat be like, someone's going to want Kuminga.
Right, because he's young. No, right, that's the piece.
Like, at least it makes some sense. I'm not going to deny the Warriors. The Suns thing, like, it's almost like Shams has it out for this because Jimmy's agent called him out on it. And many people have said, oh, Jimmy would be in. Yeah, because the Suns owner has a ton of money. Of course he would be into it. But guess what, dude? That's what happens when you shoot your wad on the big three that you picked. You know how he gets Jimmy Butler? You traded Kevin Durant to the Miami Heat. That's how he gets him. But if that's not on the other end of the call, what's the call? Like, do you think James Jones even has the cajones to make that call to Pat Riley?
James Jones has the cajones. I like that.
Would you call? He's like, Pat, James, why are you even calling me, dude? Click.
Champ. Come on, champ. Come on, champ. That's what you guys say.
Champ. Click. On, champ.
Nah, he's not going to disrespect champ like that. He has respect. But he's like, champ. Click. Champ, come on.
I'm just like, I'm trying to figure it out. I don't want to be the guy who's like, hey, the Jimmy Butler, there's nothing to the Jimmy Butler rumors.
No, there's a lot to the rumors. If there's smoke, there's some sort of fire in the foreground, in the background.
And the Heat did this to themselves. You guys know I've been an advocate for paying Jimmy. I think that they should have done right, and that's fine. They're not. Okay, whatever. They made their direction. But, like, wait. Let's just take a step back here, guys, okay? The Miami Heat are in this situation because they didn't want to pay a player a heap of money because they didn't think that he was going to live up to that contract. So what you're telling me, everybody who wants the Suns thing to happen, I don't care you could have Windhorst, Woj, Shams, you could have them come together like Voltron, have Schefter on the ass cheek. You could have every insider in the world tell me
that
the Suns are very interested in Jimmy Butler and Jimmy Butler's interested in going to the Suns. But please, somebody explain to me why the Miami Heat, in a situation started because they don't want to spend money, would trade Jimmy Butler to a team and take back a player not as good for more money. Just say that to yourself. Why would they do that?
And why would they do that?
And they get one draft pick 7 years from now?
But here's the other thing, right? What position? All right, so if you're saying Bradley Beal, right? That's the guy that they would be trading. Why, when you have Tyler Hero? That's, they say the same position, pretty much. That ball is stop. It makes no sense. Enough with Phoenix. Enough with Phoenix. Now, Houston and Golden State.
For sure.
Absolutely.
We can have a talk. Even, you know, even if Houston's throwing cold water on it, we could fine. But the Suns thing, like, he's so knee deep in the Suns thing happening, and I'm like, oh, and this is the thing. Everybody's like, you know what? This is why ESPN. This is why people think you're a clown show ESPN, because you have the audacity to sit up there and be like, Bradley Beal for Jimmy Butler. I mean, come on, like, that's a trade. I'm like, it is.
Yeah, back in 2015, maybe, or 16 or 18.
I'm just flummoxed.
I think anyway. No, it's not even that, Tobin. I think after getting big boyed by Shams, Woj last year, in the whole Dame Lillard to the Miami Heat situation, I think he's got to be 10 toed down on this. He's gonna die on this hill, because sign a new big deal with ESPN, the whole thing. He's got to give them something. He's got to give them something that's breaking or something that's newsworthy, so that they don't, that signing of Shams doesn't look like a waste. So I think that's why he's knee deep in this, and like, he's not giving up on this.
It's weird, because it's like, yeah, but what is he not giving up on, Vlad? Like, because no one's saying, all right, clearly there's interest, there's maybe mutual.
But you understand how he started off. He's like, from what I've been told, like this is like, he's getting all this information.
Of course, but here's the mutual interest. Here's the interest. The Suns. Would you rather have Jimmy Butler or Bradley Beal? I'd be like, Jimmy Butler. Okay, Jimmy Butler. Would you like all the money from a rich owner, or would you not like all the money from the rich owner in a pretty good team? Like, I would like all my money on a pretty good team. Okay, that's mutual interest. But then it's like, but does anybody go to the third party and is like, hey, Miami Heat, do you want Bradley Beal? We already told you last year we did. But we're still going to talk about it for days. Okay. They're atop the list. Anyway, speaking of the Suns, there's a new All-Star format. They're doing a tournament now, because last year there was 200 points scored between these teams. There's no pride in the All-Star game anymore. Kevin Durant, who's not in the Jimmy Butler rumors, he hates the new All-Star format. Here was KD on the rumors.
Wait, you sent it to me?
I did. You didn't get that?
No.
Nah, don't worry about it, dude.
You sent? Yeah, I didn't get that.
Hey. Oh, my goodness.
What happened in Cleveland?
Nothing. Just made a little fun of them. They got questions about, you know, they changed quarterbacks and what I think about Jameis. And I was telling them, you know, one of the reasons why Cleveland has been so, you know, competitive the last couple of years, not this year, but the last couple of years, it's not because your quarterback, is because you could run the ball and you had an offense and defensive line.
Right? Did you ask him about Tyreek Hill?
No, I didn't. They ain't got no quarterback.
Why didn't you?
Because we got caught up, and then we were talking about Ohio State, and I said, don't sleep on Tennessee.
That's what you hit him with? Don't sleep with Tennessee over my Tyreek Hill question? Take a break.
I'm not gonna lie to you. The Tyreek question was more important than the Tennessee. I'm gonna text him
right now.
Who? Crawford?
Yeah.
Fine.
I'll text him right now.
We'll take a break here on the show. Now, all this Jimmy Butler talk has made me put my guard up, because I'm not going to be left at the altar with nothing. Somebody
set up
the old flare gun yesterday.
Stop. You're not sly, bro. You're not
ready
sly.
To make a move.
Tobin, you're not sly.
Coming up next.
Tobin, you're not sly.